The Medallion, Chapter 6. Kate followed the lizard away from the secret doors. It had said that Corvin might die if they didn't reach him on time, so there must have been another accident at the mine. The passageway tapered down until her head touched the roof. She looked over the lizard's shoulder and her stomach heaved. The lizard's entry turned out to be only a small oval hole cut into the base of a dead end. I could hear Corvin pounding the walls in here to make it through to my dwelling, so I cut this hole with my fire sticks to meet him, but he was gone. I can't fit through that hole. Even as she said the words, Kate imagined herself trapped with the rock closing in around her. She shut her eyes and took a deep breath. Was there even enough air in this tunnel? She put one hand out against the wall just to make sure the rock wasn't moving towards her. A sharp tug on the leg of her jeans and she opened her eyes. The lizard had already backed halfway into the hole. The Corvan fit through one much smaller than this. He told me we only need to have enough room for a human's shoulders. I ran out of the large fire sticks, so it's not very high, but I made sure the opening was wide enough to fit his shoulders. He cocked his head to one side. But you are different. Kate hated that she had wide shoulders. Her mother never let her forget that fact, as it meant a difficult cesarean birth that her mother claimed scarred her body and ruined her chances as a model. Let me pull your bag through first. The tunnel is not very long, so I can always push you back if you become stuck. Stuck? Kate's throat tightened and her breathing grew shallow. Dusty silence tightened around her chest, and she sagged to the floor as a wave of nausea hit her. A sharp point dug into her backside as she touched the floor. Shoving her hand into her back pocket, she pulled out the medallion. The green light from the star washed over her. She took a deep breath, leaned against the wall, and cupped the light in her hands. She could recall holding it like this more than once, drawing comfort from its familiar glow. A call from inside the small tunnel brought her attention back to the task at hand. Crawling forward, she used the medallion's light to examine the small opening. The sides of this tunnel were smooth, and her bag had gone through without getting stuck. Lying on her stomach, she inched her way forward. She could do this. A muffled banging echoed down the tunnel from back in the cellar. No doubt Billy and his father were ransacking the place, and they still might find the hidden door. There was no choice but to keep moving forward. Reaching her hands inside, she pulled herself into the opening. Ignoring the panic fighting for attention in her mind, she wriggled forward until her head entered a larger space. Her hands dropped off a rocky lip and touched the canvas of her duffel bag. Squeezing herself out of the hole, she dropped down on top of it. The lizard's fishy breath drew close and his eyes glinted before her. I am so glad I did not have to find a rock to break your bones. Kate sat up and pulled her bag close. How could she trust this creature with all his talk about killing people with his claw and breaking their bones? Her memories of the lizard jumbled together, and a vivid recollection of the angry face snarling at her up in the castle rocks came clearly to her mind. Do you have Corvin's light stick with you? The lizard pointed at her hand. Kate let the medallion drop, and it spun around on its chain, lighting up a small room and the lizard's narrow face in flashes of green. That's mine! The lizard's angry eyes shone in the flickers of light. You stole it from me! Kate pushed herself back from the advancing lizard, keeping her duffel bag between them. I found it in the cellar. You lie! The lizard snapped. You stole it from me when we were lost in the labyrinth. Kate stood and pulled back farther into the shadows. I don't know what you're talking about. The lizard's face softened. Yes, the black band was controlling you. I forgot how powerful it is. Please forgive me, but the star is very important to me. The lizard extended a long claw. I would be most grateful if you would please return my possession. Kate looked at the lizard's claw glistening in the medallion's light. The creature had poisoned Billy's father with that claw. She glanced behind her. The cave they were in led to another narrow tunnel that disappeared around a corner. The entry is not opened yet, the lizard stated. I am sorry I frightened you. Please sit, and we can talk together. I will tell you how I came to find the glowing star and how it would always comfort me. Kate didn't respond, and the lizard backed away. Let me find more light. Perhaps you will feel better if my home is not in darkness. He disappeared behind a tattered curtain. Kate stepped back and slipped away down the tunnel. She had to get out in the open where she could run away if this lizard attacked her. Just ahead, the medallion's light revealed another tunnel that branched off and up toward the surface. She was about to go up when she saw human footprints in the dust of the main tunnel leading down. The lizard said she couldn't go down, But that must be the way out, as no tracks were coming back her way. Kate hurried down the tunnel, using the medallion's light to dodge the boulder strewn on the floor. Turning a tight corner, she found herself in front of a blank wall. The lizard wasn't lying after all. She'd hit a dead end. But the tracks in the dust made no sense. Human footprints came down the tunnel, but only the lizard's tracks went back up. There had to be a secret door or another way out of here. By the medallion's light, Kate examined the stone walls. On her right, a patch of smooth, cream-colored rock was surrounded by rough stone. As she reached out to the smooth surface, a blue spark leapt from her hand, and the scar in the center of her palm burned. Kate yanked her hand back. The spark was spreading out in soft blue ripples, like dropping a penny into a wishing well. A rock rolled down the tunnel behind her. "Kate, it is no use to wait. The door will not open for a while. The moon is not out." The lizard spoke from the darkness up around the corner. "We have time to talk about our plans and what we must do once we reach the core. Please come back to my dwelling where you can rest. You must be tired." Kate closed her hand around the medallion to hide its light. The blue wall shimmered beside her. Was this the entry the lizard was talking about? "I will not try to take the light away from you. You will need it to help us reach him in time." The lizard was talking about Corvin. Somehow this tunnel was connected to the mine. Kate shifted her weight and stumbled on a loose rock. Instinctively, she put out her hand to steady herself, and her palm touched the circle of shimmering blue rock. The rock melted away, leaving a large open hole framed with a ring of shiny molten rock. A moist wind blew past her face, heavy with the scent of sulfur. Kate shone the light of the medallion through the opening. A larger cave lay beyond. This must be the mine Corvin was in. "No!" The voice of the lizard shot down the tunnel along with the sounds of its claws clicking and scrambling toward her. "Do not touch the walls. They will hurt you." She heard the lizard stumble and fall to the ground just around the corner. Kate turned to the blue ring of rock. She didn't have to touch the sides to go through. Bag in hand, she stepped over the edge of the ring to the other side. She turned around to find the lizard framed in the blue circle, its eyes wide with amazement, blood oozing from its reopened wound. "How did you—" The lizard extended a claw through the blue ring. "Did my glowing star make it open?" Kate clutched the silver disc. "You can't have it. I'm going to take it to him." The lizard shook its head vigorously. "No, Kate. Please do not take it to him. The black band is still calling you, but you must not—" Kate held up her hand to ward off the lizard's words, and another blue spark leapt from her palm to the molten ring of rock. Snap! The hole in the wall closed off like the shutter on a camera. The cave went dark and something fell to the ground. The stillness was overpowering. An eerie sound filled the space like a small drum beating out time. It was her own heart. Green light flowed past her fingers, lighting the cavern with the medallion's glow. The rock in front of her that had been molten a moment ago was now creamy smooth and solid. Something glistened near the wall. Kate aimed the medallion like a flashlight and moved closer. The long claw of the lizard, still attached to a leathery piece of its paw, lay severed at the base of the wall.